This is Brian Friedman with NolaVie.com, and I'm here with the filmmaking team of Chike Oza and Cootie Simmons, known professionally as Cootie and Chike. They're in town for NBA All-Star Weekend for the world premiere of their documentary film, The First to Do It, The Life and Times of Earl Lloyd. And Chike, I'm going to start with you simply because you're the New Orleans native here. Who was Earl Lloyd?
So Earl Lloyd is actually the first black basketball player to play in the NBA. Not necessarily the first drafted, but just by coincidence in the way the games fell, he was the first to step onto the court.
Why do you think so few people know about Earl Lloyd when just about everyone can tell you about Jackie Robinson? You know, why isn't he more widely known?
I think the reason why the notoriety wasn't the same as Jackie Robinson was because basketball wasn't at the level of baseball. Baseball was sort of like our national pastime. It represented so much of just what America was. So it was just a bigger deal. Basketball was still kind of coming into itself.
Yeah, it's like Kawhi Leonard, you know, he thought that the NBA was always integrated. You know, he never, in his mind, and most kids think that, but they got to understand what people had to do for them to even think that way, you know, to think that it was cool always, you know, and you got to know where you come from to go further.
What made you want to tell this story?
You know, growing up, just playing basketball myself and loving the sport so much and not knowing the answer to that question myself, who was the first black to play in the NBA, that alone was enough for me to be like, oh, we got to tell this story. You know what I'm saying? And then once we got into it, it just uncovered other layers that became even more important. Bigger than just him being the first to play, his story, based on just the life that he lived and how he lived it, and seeing America progress or degress, you know, we'll leave that up to you to decide your feelings. But through his lens, getting that story, we felt was really important. He helps answer a lot of questions to help get a better understanding of exactly where are we in America right now as it deals with sort of racial constructs.
Cootie, you mentioned you're from Chicago. Chike, New Orleans guy. How did you guys first team up?
Yeah, you're right. Born and raised Chicago. And so I was in Chicago. I had a TV show called Channel Zero, public access show. And, you know, so I'd be around a lot of hip-hop, you know, a lot of up-and-coming hip-hop guys. And, like, if the RZA, Wu-Tang come in town, I'm with them. So I'm doing a lot. And Kanye West would come up to our barbershop, Mellow Swing, and play beats. And I'm like, yo, this dude talented. And next thing I know, I'm like, I need to put a camera on him. Because when I went to his house one time and he was producing, he was so charismatic and so into the camera. I was like, this the dude. And I just recently seen Hoop Dreams. And if y'all don't know, Hoop Dreams is a documentary about, you know, these basketball players that they follow from grammar school all the way to see if they make it to the NBA. So I'm like, I'm going to do a Hoop Dreams on Kanye, and was filming them, and Kanye wound up moving to New York. And then I'm like, oh, I got to get to New York. So I moved to New York, and we day-to-day making it happen. And then Chike was at MTV, and they wanted to do an MTV You Hear It First on Kanye because he just signed or was about to sign with Rockefeller. And I went in there, and this girl, Yasmin Richards, was like, yo, I want you to meet everybody that's cool in MTV. And first person I met was Chike.
That's quite a beginning.
Yeah, right.
That's quite a great way to get started. And Cootie, you talked about growing up in Chicago. Chike, you're a New Orleans guy. How do you feel like this movie relates to your experience growing up here?
You know, I think, one, just on a level of appreciation for the game, and understanding how that game and the intersection between the game and life, and how important it can be, and how symbolic and metaphorical it can be at times to represent certain things in life. You know, I feel like within sports, there's so many life lessons you can learn through and how important it is. And just the level for me of being, you know, I went to St. Martin's. I grew up in an all-black neighborhood and went to a predominantly white school. So, you know, I understand kind of being that unique person in a situation where there's not too many other people that look like you. There's not too many people that share the same culture. But finding relationships and lifelong friends in those situations as well. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the same kind of like with Earl. Like, he's, you know, he's got teammates that he doesn't share the same culture and background, but they still embraced him and welcomed him. And those, some of those friends, you know, remained lifelong for the rest of his life as well. So I think I was able to definitely relate to him on a lot of those levels.
The movie is The First to Do It, The Life and Times of Earl Lloyd. For WWNO and NOLAV.com, this is Brian Friedman signing off.